brought to you by Penguin.
Jordan Henderson, The Autobiography, by Jordan Henderson. Read by Mark Stobart.
Chapter 1, With or Without Me. There was a breakfast bar in our house, and when my dad and his wife, Donna, came down to see us that day, 18th of December 2013, we perched on the stools that were arranged around it and listened to what he had to say. I had been getting more and more worried about their visit ever since he told me he wanted to come down from Sunderland to have a chat. I knew it wasn't going to be good. My dad, Brian, is a retired policeman. Chats aren't normally his thing. To be honest, they wouldn't be my thing either. He isn't the kind of man who shows vulnerability too easily, and he has passed it on to me. Where I'm from in the Northeast, you just get on with it if things are hard, and I don't ever remember it being any different. I think I'm emotionally intelligent, but I'm emotionally intelligent for other people, not for myself. That is part of my story. I want to help other people, but I'm not good at accepting help. I want to try to fix other people's troubles, but I always put a shield up around myself. My problems are my problems, and your problems are my problems. That's my attitude. Maybe that's why I go through some of this turmoil in my career. Sometimes I agonize over small things others would see as insignificant. Maybe that's why I sometimes feel my whole career has been about trying to prove people wrong. I'm a strange mix like that. I'm not without self-confidence. I'm a good footballer. Perhaps people recognize me as a grafter. And I'm proud that people know I have got everything out of my talent. But there is more to my game than just running about. Much more, in fact. You don't play for Liverpool in England on the back of the ground you cover in a match. But seeing that, there's another part of me that thinks I don't deserve the accolades or praise that have come my way. When I've been in a position to lift trophies with Liverpool, I find myself thinking that Jurgen Klopp should be doing it, or I should share the stage with James Milner. It's about the collective here. Nobody has won us a trophy on their own, so why should it be me getting the trophy on my own? I tried to get the gaffer to lift the Champions League trophy in Madrid after we had beaten Tottenham in June 2019. He had shown us the way on this journey. We all followed him, but he was having none of it. I asked Millie if he wanted to join me on the stage. He reacted like the gaffer. I wanted to call this book With or Without Me because that's how I feel about the trophies Liverpool have won over the last few years. They'd have won them with or without me. I'm not Luis Suarez or Steven Gerrard or Virgil van Dijk or Mo Salah. The success is not down to me. I play my part definitely, but I'm not the ultimate reason we win. It's always been my mindset, and that hasn't changed over my professional career. If I wasn't captain, if I wasn't at Liverpool, they could still have won the trophies they have done, as far as I'm concerned. I may be judged as a good captain, but good times are always going to come under Jurgen Klopp. He came here in October 2015 with a vision, and the players who were here bought into it. Those who stayed have improved under him. Those who signed for him took their performances to new levels. Yes, I've worn the armband for him, but he could have appointed Millie as captain, and I could have left, and Liverpool would still have been successful because of the ferocious ambition and belief he has instilled into the team. Maybe I do myself a disservice a little bit, but that's just how I feel. When I was appointed Liverpool captain in July 2015, after Stevie had moved to LA Galaxy, I knew I could never replicate what he had done. Stevie was a Liverpool lad, and the intense connection he had with the club was unique. I knew I was following in the footsteps of legends like Emlyn Hughes, Phil Thompson, and Graeme Souness, but I didn't want to compare myself to them. I had to do the job my own way. How was I going to do it? For starters, I was sure I could help all the lads in the dressing room. I could be there for them, be somebody they could rely on, someone they could come to if anything was bothering them. I dedicate myself to my teammates. That's how it's always been. That's what I brought in as a captain. I felt I could bring the best out of everyone on and off the pitch. I could relate to everyone. I wasn't a team superstar. I wanted to be able to make them perform to their best level, and I wanted them to know I was one of them. I wasn't on a pedestal. I wasn't someone who...
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?